Some parents have backed the California Teachers Association in saying that it's too risky to resume classroom instruction. Data from a study of K-12 schools in Texas shows that teachers and staff appeared to be infected at 175% of the rate of the general population and 300% the infection rate of students. Other parents are anxious to have their kids return to school and have held rallies calling for schools to reopen. On Friday, the Centers for Disease Control released new guidelines advising that K-12 schools can resume in-person learning if they implement correct mask wearing, hand washing and physical distancing, facility cleaning, and contact tracing policies. CDC Director Rochelle Walensky said the agency is only offering suggestions for how schools could reopen.
I want to be clear. With the release of this operational strategy, CDC is not mandating that schools reopen. These recommendations simply provide schools a long-needed roadmap for how to do so safely under different levels of disease in the community. We also know that some schools are already providing in-person instruction, and we want them to be able to continue to do this. But we know that some are not following the recommended mitigation strategies we know to work. For these schools, we are not mandating that they close. Rather, we are providing these recommendations and highlighting the science behind them to help schools create an environment that is safe for students, teachers, and staff.
Notably absent from the recommendations were guidelines that educators should be vaccinated before returning to in-person learning. The guidelines also did not specifically recommend testing for the virus as part of their strategy. Maria Osorio is a mother of four children attending schools in the Los Angeles Unified School District. She said through an interpreter that it's still too early to consider reopening schools with the pandemic so far from under control.
I'm here to represent many parents who don't agree that schools should be reopened because we know that COVID-19 is still impacting us and our communities. Our communities are still the epicenter of this pandemic. I'm very sad because this pandemic has touched many members of my family and it's touched many friends of mine. Many friends are currently, in fact, intubated. They're not doing well health-wise. I don't think it's right for the school district or for Governor Gavin Newsom, these folks who have the power to decide if our kids return, for them to do so under these conditions right now.
Pecolia Manigo is a mother of five. Her two youngest children go to school in the Fresno Unified School District. She says parents should have their input respected about what's best for the health of their children.
Feel like they're being left out, feel like people are speaking on their behalf who are not in our communities, a lack of engaging families on what's been working or not working for them during this pandemic. I really want to see my children's individual needs taken care of, but I don't want it to be done at the risk of them contracting COVID, a disease that we do not yet know the full implications and long-term effects. And I think that this is why we want to make sure that we stand with our teachers, our educators who are calling for safety measures that are important, that are critical, that are in place around the world. And California should be no exception.
54 of California's 58 counties are in the highest or purple tier, indicating widespread community transmission of the COVID virus. Vaccination is set to start for California teachers and school staff next month. But there is currently no COVID-19 vaccine in development for children. I'm J.R. Summers for KPFA.